95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. It's hard to believe that we're a week away from Thanksgiving. But we just appreciate you being here. We like to think of this as the healthy half hour of the week and just appreciate you joining us. We are fastly moving through this year. It's kind of crazy. And this show is all about encouraging people to move forward on their health journey or hopefully make the decision to choose health for yourself, because sometimes that can be, it can be tough and overwhelming. And if you're anything like me, you might be full of excuses like I was for so long. So I'm joined tonight with Chad Oppel, and he has quite an experience of being a personal trainer, several years under his belt doing so.
Several.
He walks his talk. He definitely walks his talk. So thank you for joining us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness. It's just, it's good. It's fun to just be able to have a healthy conversation and talk about, you know, just talk about some of the things, because it can be a struggle. It can just be a struggle for people. I think a lot of times we get in our own way. But I want to invite everybody too, if you are interested in calling in and you have a question about anything, I mean, we can probably answer quite a few things between Chad and his exercise experience and some low glycemic eating experience, but you can call in at 256-737-9505, and we'd love to have that. So, Chad, what's on your mind tonight?
I'll tell you what's on my mind is upcoming Thanksgiving.
Woo!
and how people can plan ahead of time on how not to overindulge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that horrible feeling you get, it tastes so good while you're eating, and then you get to undo the top button of your pants and lay back in the easy chair.
Yeah.
So, it can last for days, too.
I used to do that.
For two or three days, just felt like crap.
Yeah. It's all fun and games so your pants don't fit anymore.
I know. I've been there before. I've been there before, right before church. My pants split right down the middle.
Oh, isn't that fun?
And I was like, yeah. Well, that's all right, though.
I never knew that about you.
It was a long time ago.
Okay. So. But, yeah, that kind of stuff I lived that kind of regularly in my past life, and it's kind of cool to not to have pants legitimately wear out now instead of having them wear out because they were being busted out of. So
doesn't that send your confidence to the roof?
Yeah, that helps. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, that does change things. I hadn't thought about that in a little while. So,
and you know, going along, I mean, if people would ever see that one size change,
mm-hmm.
That would become three so quick.
Yeah.
That confidence, because when you get that confidence, you're going to hit what you're doing harder.
I agree.
There was one or two times in my past where I got a slight injury, you know, bursitis, and, you know, on an elbow or tore something. And when I was out of the gym, my confidence was down, so I didn't eat
mm-hmm.
as well. Whereas when you're in the gym and you're working really hard, it's very easy to eat better because you're going, if I don't, then everything I'm doing is negated.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's like it all builds momentum on top of each other. And I find that. And I find too that if I'm in a place where I'm not, I mean, I guess you can kind of call it sort of a culture, but the group of people that, in my community that are really going for it, we call it living above the line. And, you know, we all have those moments. We dip below the line, or we can even have days or weeks like that. Mm. And when I am below the line, it reflects in everything I'm doing the opposite way. So it's just like you're saying, in the way of moving forward, that can really build on each other to be able to get further faster.
Oh, I agree. And I have to mention this, because the other day I thought I watched Florida State Clemson at Ruby Tuesdays, and their salmon was awesome.
Woo!
Incredible.
Okay.
Salmon with broccoli on the side, you know, and other steamed vegetables. And it wasn't the bourbon salmon. It's good too, but the bourbon salmon is going to have a lot more sodium in it and sugar. Their plain salmon was incredible.
Oh, good.
I just sat there, just went to town.
Good to know. Yeah.
So there's healthy options.
Oh, yeah. There is. It's just finding them. And two, it's one of the things that I found that's been so helpful for me that I like to share with people too. It's about walking in and with an attitude of, okay, what can I have? Not, oh man, I can't have that. Oh man, I can't have that. You know, how long is that going to last?
Well, you're
looking at everything you feel like you can't have.
I look at it like someone, and this is, you can disagree with me if you want, and most people will, but I look at it like I don't ever tell myself I can't have something.
Mm-hmm.
Because the temptation becomes tougher when you say I can't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
I do agree with that.
It's just the psychology behind it. Just I knew a ex-smoker who always kept a pack of cigarettes in his shirt pocket. And I was like, well, I thought you quit smoking. He's like, I did 20 years ago, but I always keep them right there just in case. And he hadn't touched them since.
Oh my goodness.
And that was his psychology. Everyone's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's true.
And facing trials and whether it be donuts or, I would never say you can't have it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just have really, it's just having that shift of, wow, what can I have? And I do that now. That's my habit of going through the menu, looking at something that is going to move me forward for sure, instead of the other way.
Yeah. And you're right when, you know, some people say I can't have it. I mean, if someone stage 3 hypertension, well, of course they can't have fried chicken.
Yeah. You would hope that they wouldn't want to make that choice.
Yeah, that's a little bit different, you know, game right there, though. You're playing with your arteries and not your muscles on that. So that's different.
That is different for sure. So upcoming Thanksgiving, I know that my challenge is facing 2 different meals about 3 hours apart. And so I am definitely going to be prepared for that, because I don't want to. I just want to keep the great feeling that I have and just keep moving forward. There's just something so beautiful about having your blood sugar at baseline that it really can't even be verbalized. It has to be felt. And I feel like it's eyes wide open, so much clarity, so much energy. So better sleeping. I mean, there's just so many things that go along with that. So I, coming into the Thanksgiving holiday, I already know what I'm going to do. And it feels really good to do that. So it entails too some different things that I have never really had before, and some different kind of squashes and things like that. So.
Well, you sound like you have a good plan, and that's the whole key to these holidays is planning. Like we've talked about before, roadblocks, you got to look at those things ahead of time. Like December 13th, there's a Christmas party at so-and-so's house. I got to have a plan.
Yeah.
You know, because one Christmas party isn't going to hurt you, but there's no telling how many of those things we go through during the holidays. Some people go through 6 or 8 of those.
It's so true.
You know, and it adds up, but I've also noticed the people who really watch their diet are the ones that need to watch it the least. Mm-hmm. You know, they're already in very good shape. It's the ones that really need to watch that they don't care.
They're living above the line because they know what it brings them. So I have some good clues for that, for going to a party. You want to hear some of my favorite ones? Okay. So my top favorite one is to, before you even get involved with anything eating, you start five conversations. Like you just go and you meet five people that you've never met before or talk to somebody that you haven't seen in a long time. So like if you're at a relative, if it's a relative's house, surely there's going to be probably some relatives that you haven't seen in a while. And you make that the point of it, because really it boils down to it's a social event with food and not a food event with people, but we make it the food event with people. Unfortunately.
Well, that's that you bring up an excellent point, because they're going to be watching you. Their eyes will be on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this radio show and many other things you do and the progress you've made, they're going to go, okay, let's see if Sandy's eating some of that coconut pie.
What's she doing?
And they're going to be watching you. They're going to see if you walk the walk.
Well, I am.
And you do.
Yeah. Well, listen, I got my moments too, because I am definitely believe that I have a carbohydrate or sugar sensitivity, because one, you know, it doesn't take long for that stuff to be bossing me around and telling me, you're going to go eat this. So, well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk on Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station. And we'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Thanks so much for coming back with us. We are just talking about, you know, looking a little ahead, and it's always better if you have a game plan, especially if your desire is to be healthier, happier, and all those great things, because health doesn't happen by accident. You have to make a decision, especially in this day and age, because going with the flow gets us on a whole lot of medication, gets us just in a whole lot of state of procrastination and ill health, unfortunately. So it really is. It's gotta be a decision that we make and rise up and get into action. 'Cause knowing what to do and doing it is two different worlds, and the action has to be there. So, Chad and I are just talking about Thanksgiving, and I wanted to mention one of my other favorites is, and I've used these things too, and it really helps me. if I'm going to a Thanksgiving and all the food is laid out and it's more or less like a potluck type style, I do this even if it's not Thanksgiving. I always walk up to the table without a plate.
That's smart.
Because then I can peruse and I can kind of mentally start to make my decision, and then I can get a plate. And what I find too sometimes is the stuff that I thought was, you know, I might get a little bit squirrely on, a lot of times when I really get back up there, it's gone. And all the stuff that is probably the best choices for me is still there. So it usually works out pretty good.
you know what's pretty cool is I also like to observe the different size plates.
Yes.
And so I'll get a smaller plate.
Yes.
And so your portion control is more, you know, sized down versus getting this plate because, you know, some people are like, well, I'm going to so-and-so's house. I don't want to hurt their feelings. Well, just go ahead and fill up your smaller plate.
Yeah.
And that'll cut 500 calories off right there.
And you feel so much better. I know. I mean, those things now, some of those trays are like the size of a TV tray with all those compartments and everything. Mm-hmm. It's enough for like three different meals.
Oh, sure. Sure. I mean, you can easily rack up on Thanksgiving Day, whether it's sweet tea or whatever, if it's alcohol involved, mm-hmm. you could easily rack up 4,000 or 5,000 calories.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Because a lot of that stuff is high glycemic. Mm-hmm. And what do you have over here on the side? You have some fudge. You have some cookies. No mm-hmm. one's going to pick up one cookie. You're going to pile it, you know, just like Chips Ahoy. You're going to sit there in front of the TV and eat the whole bag.
Well, it's like, you know, like we had talked about, you know, your favorite lady in the world, Marie Callender.
Oh, yeah. that's, you know.
Well, we were talking about that pie and actually we had somebody the show before last had said something about just tell people to read the labels. And, you know, it's great advice. I mean, reading the labels is good if you know Chinese. That's how I feel. It's like, I mean, you got to kind of know what you're looking at. But I think if you're not a regular label reader, I think one of the best ways to start figuring that out is just by looking at what's in the – looking at the box and looking at the serving size. That in and of itself mm-hmm. can bring an awakening.
Sure.
Because when we were talking about that pie by Marie Callender's, it says it's 1/10 of a pie.
And it's got some horrible ingredients in it, you know.
I mean, yeah, and no one cuts it in 10 pieces.
No.
I mean, everyone I know cuts it into 8 well, or less.
The bad thing about a lot of those frozen dinners is it's still not banned yet, but it's seen as trans fat.
Mm-hmm.
And what that fat will do is it'll kill your good cholesterol and raise your bad cholesterol, unlike saturated fat, which will, you know, not kill your good cholesterol, but it'll raise your bad. Mm-hmm. So trans fat's a double whammy. And that's okay. Why it's being banned. So it was banned. I think the government, they did something right. You know, gave them 6 months just for restaurants to adjust, saying, well, we have to do this now. And mm-hmm. But you're right, the serving size, so I looked at one of them. It was some apple pie. And I don't think it was Marie Callender's. It looked good, but it was like 6 servings. But each serving had 2 grams of trans fat,
mm-hmm.
which is monumental because the RDA for trans fat is 2 grams a day.
Wow.
You know, and if something has trans fat in it, people don't have to say it has trans fat unless it's more than 0.5 grams per serving. So imagine if it's 0.4. You're adding up and not even knowing it.
Yeah. You know? It can be pretty deceptive. I mean, that's one of the things that path to health is, I mean, it can be paved with deception, unfortunately. And hopefully we can help people clear some of that up because it's hard when you're working hard and you feel like you're doing the right thing mm-hmm. and it just ends up not being so.
I guess, I mean, it's easy. They'll just take out their phone and say, what I like to do is see the total amount of calories. Mm-hmm. I really don't look at the servings for it. I look at the total amount of calories, and then I look at the fat calories.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have something that says 80 calories total, mm-hmm. all right, and then you have 15 fat calories, that would equal, well, that didn't go right, 18%. Of that deal comes from fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, that's one of the reasons why people get, I mean, nuts are healthy, But that's one reason why people get in such big trouble with mixed nuts, because they are so high in fat. And that's one of the things that I learned in my book, in my workbook. The suggestion in there is to, nuts are healthy, but in real moderation. And real moderation is like a few. It doesn't mean like 2 cups worth. And then it also suggests not eating nuts if you're hungry. Nuts are great, like in addition to something, but not eaten as if you're just starving right then and there. So
they're hard to stop.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Very difficult to stop.
I don't know what you're talking about, Chad.
Yeah. Pistachios.
Pistachios.
I can't even say it.
Well, you know, when I got on my healthy journey, what the serving size of that was about 20. 20 pistachios. And it was cool because it took time to crack them. But now, man, I can about crack them with my toes. I'm like a monkey with them now.
Yeah, and that's another good point. It takes time to crack them.
Yeah.
So you get less hungry. When you cook dinner for yourself, you're going to eat less, okay, versus sitting down and someone else preparing it for you.
Yeah.
Because you're spending all this time and energy on preparing the meal, and then, you know, by that time, it's a proven fact.
I can't tell you how many times in my prior life, when health wasn't the focus, when my only focus was weight loss, it would be, oh, I'm so tired, I'm too tired to cook. But I wasn't too tired to go drive for 40 minutes there, you know, 20 minutes one way and back to go get a whole bunch of high calorie, high fat stuff that I spent way more money for. And that was my mindset back then. I'm just too tired to do it. So,
that's the one reason. It's not necessarily willpower at Thanksgiving. It's like, I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have it.
Yeah.
I'll get some turkey over here, maybe some deviled eggs, and scrape off most of the junk in there, you know, even though it's not terrible for you. But I'm not having that Santa Claus like feel. I don't want to feel like that.
Yeah. I just really enjoy making it about the holiday and about the people I get to see now. And I really too, you know, really about, I don't know, 20 to 25 bites of food. And if you slow down and you just savor them, God, that's just a great way to go. And you can taste everything and not have it, you know, throw you out of whack. But yeah, like you said, I mean, it could be strung 3 or 4 days in a row, because when you start counting the office parties and the friends parties and then the relatives parties, I mean, they add up so fast.
And you know, it is a lot of the speed, because you see these hot dog eating contests.
Mm-hmm.
You think they could eat 80 hot dogs if they just took little bites.
Oof.
They fill up after 10.
And they, just and it's just me out.
Because I guess there's some, and I don't know how the brain and the stomach, I don't know that anatomy, but one of them still thinks, hey, you're hungry. It hadn't had time to process.
Ah,
you know what
okay.
I'm saying? When you're full, it's like, oh, he's still hungry. I got to keep going. You know, you take your time and, portion control, time control.
Yeah. Yep. Taking the time has made all the difference for me. Well, we're getting close to winding up, but I do want to – I found a new squash and tried a new squash. It's called Delicata squash. If anybody locally figures out or sees a spot where to buy these, please let me know. Just call me. Call me or email me or something at pathchangers@outlook.com or 338-4645, because I want more of them.
Wow.
So I roasted some off. You can eat the rind on it. It cooks up. It's a little tougher than the middle part, but it's still very tender. Would you try a piece?
Sure.
Okay. I just want to know what you. How sweet is it?
A lot sweeter than a normal squash.
It's sweet, isn't it?
It's almost like a squash and a sweet potato got married.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But this one's low glycemic, but it tastes starchy, doesn't it? It tastes a little starchy. Yeah. I think it's delightful. And that's all I did was, you know, toss it lightly in olive oil and salt and pepper. And I just really like it. So, but I had to go to Birmingham to get these at Trader Joe's. which I am not against doing if that's going to help move me forward.
That's good.
I'm glad you like it.
It's sort of like a sweet potato, but then...
But it's lower glycemic, a lot lower glycemic.
It is. And I think zucchini, it tastes like zucchini squash and sweet potatoes mixed in there. That's what it tastes like.
Well, before we close, I just want to mention that I lost one of the health warriors of my life today. She was 80 years old. Her name is Jo Schaefer, and we've had a long history together, a long history in Tops and just a long great history. And when I first moved here, she just took me in like her own daughter, and we'd been friends ever since. So I have one of her favorite toasts from Tops. I just wanted to read that tonight as we close the show. So here's to us, to you and me, and to the winner we want to be. Full of energy, pep and vim, healthy, attractive, lean and slim. Now don't give up. No, don't despair. You know I'm here. You know I care. So here's to us, to you and me, and to the winner I know we'll be. I love you, Joe. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk with Chad Opel and Sandy Seibert, and have a very happy Thanksgiving, and make it a healthy one too. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Good night. How are you?